Well, Peter, give us your thoughts then on the last couple of games and weeks here with Barnsley.
Bit up and down in terms of results. You know, a good start with two wins on the bounce, and then obviously Saturday and Tuesday was disappointing to lose both games. Particularly the other night, obviously being 2-0 up. You know, we threw that away really. If ever there was a goal change the game, it was, you know, the Notts County first goal. It just kind of knocked us, and I don't think we really recovered from that, unfortunately. But performance-wise, I don't really think you can complain about the performances over the last few weeks. I think they've been there. It's just been, you know, maybe the odd luck that hasn't sort of fallen our way. You know, we've hit the post with Ryan. One day that can go in off the post, and then at the other end, you know, it's a ricochet and the guys tucked it in for their winner. So you can talk a little bit about that. But, you know, like I said, the performances have been there, which has been encouraging. We just need to turn up certainly the last couple of games and the results.
You mentioned that first goal knocked you a little bit. What does that come down to? Is that them getting the impetus? Is it you sitting back? Is it getting nerves? What does it come down to? Are there many factors in it?
Yeah. I don't really think you can put one finger on it. You know, obviously the goal gives them a bit of a boost, maybe knocks us a little bit because it did come against the run of play. You know, I don't think it would have been injustice if it had been, you know, 3 or 4 nil up at the time. We were really on top and probably playing some of the best stuff this season, or certainly since I've been here. But I just don't think we recovered. You know, second half we came out again, we dominated, we didn't take our chances when they came, and you know, we let in some two poor goals in the second half. So, you know, both ends we didn't really do our jobs, and that's a little bit disappointing. But it's something that we all knew that we need to work on.
How hard is it to put that behind you then, when you have been 2-0 up in a game and you've gone on to lose the game 3-2? How hard or easy is it to put a display like that, and a result, like that behind you?
You've got no choice really, because you've got to go to another game Saturday. You know, either a recovery day yesterday, and you've got to go again and prepare for Bristol City this weekend, and that's a good thing. You know that the games are coming thick and fast, and what's happened in the past is the past, and you've got to look to the future and hopefully replicate the performance, like I said, that's been there over the recent weeks, and try and match it with a result.
Have you been enjoying life since you've come back here then?
Yeah, I have. Totally different group. You know, I sit in the dressing room, I'm the oldest in the dressing room, which is a bit scary. But that's a good sign, you know, looking to bring players through of youth and exuberance. And, you know, while there's their inexperience maybe at this level, I think what I've seen more is, you know, the willingness to do the ugly side of things, which, you know, maybe last season we didn't really do really well. The boys have, you know, shown that kind of side to the game, which, you know, before I came in, I think was questioned a little bit. But they've shown that, and it's been good to see. And like I said, the performances have been there.
Is that a bit depressing, being the oldest one in there then? You're coming into a squad where all of them are a good 5 years or so younger than you.
Makes me feel younger, to be honest, you know. They can do my running for me now instead of me doing running for older players. Oh, it's good because, you know, it's nice to see that the club can build for the future on these players. You know, clubs have been at the past and even here, you know, it's the players that have come in are on long-term contracts or, you know, 2-3 years, which is a sign of progression for the football club, that they're investing in a youth and talent that maybe they didn't do in the past. And it's a good foundation for the seasons to come too. You know, maybe this season might be too soon for them, it might be too soon next year, but the experience of playing week in, week out for these players at a higher level is going to be invaluable.
Does your role in the dressing room change then as you get older, do you feel? Because I imagine at one stage you were the youngster coming through, looking up at certain players and you know, maybe taking advice from them, and now you're that player.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got a kid at right back who's 16-year-old, I was playing under-17s. It's incredible, and he's not looked out of place. He's been brilliant, I think, personally. He's, you know, he's took to, like, you know, water off a duck's back. He's been brilliant, James Bree. And it's not just him, you know. Connor's a young, although he's got, you know, hundreds of games under his belt, he's still young relative in years terms. Sam Winnell, young. Devante Cole, you know, even Geno, you know, has obviously been playing in recent weeks. It's a young side. You know, Ryan Williams has come, he's 19-year-old, he's hardly got a game under his belt, and they're all showing that willingness to work for each other. You know, like I said, it's a new group, but everybody's wanting to run for each other. And, you know, me being the elder statesman, I suppose you can say, I'm trying to help them. And we're going to make mistakes, but I don't care about if they make a mistake. It's how they react. And, you know, you can make 100 mistakes out of 100, but if you go and win the ball after you've made that mistake, that's good enough for me.
This weekend, then, you can't afford any mistakes, can you? Because a side like Bristol City will really pick you off if you do.
Yeah, they will. They're unbeaten this season. And I think they haven't really changed their side, which is, you know, probably been the basis for their good form. Defensively sound. They're a big side as well, you know, so there's going to be a threat from set pieces, both ends. So it's going to be a tough test for us, but it's what you want to play in these games for, you know, these big games against the big teams, because they are a big team, you know. They're a big championship side with, you know, great following. You know, I've played there many a time. So it is going to be a tough test for us, but it's one we've got to, you know, relish the challenges ahead.
Are you looking any further ahead yet? Can you look at possibly when your loan comes to an end, what you might be thinking of doing?
No, not really. I'm just taking game by game and trying to perform, and what happens come January will take care of itself.
Spot on. Peter, the manager's...